Welcome everyone to this week's devotions. We're speaking on the topic soft serve, and the title of my message today is Following in the Footsteps of Jesus. I don't know about you, but when I hear the word servant, the first thing that pops up in my mind is a king and his kingdom. And the servants are the ones who run the second the king decrees or declares something. And they know when to speak, they know when to keep quiet, and their lives are almost at the call of the king. And I'm just so marveled as I read in scripture about the example or the Jesus model of servanthood that he displayed and gave to us. And I want to read in Matthew 20, verse 25 to 28, which says, "But Jesus called them to him," that's his disciples, "and said, 'You know that the ruler of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.'" This passage of scripture really blessed me because it showed me that we have a king who came to serve. Not a king who came to have dominion over us or to exercise his authority over us. He said, "No, it shall not be so among you. I have come to serve you and to lay my life down as a ransom for many." When kings go into battle, you just see this king going forward, and all of his soldiers run ahead of him because the king's life is so dear and precious that it has to be protected. Jesus said, "No, I come to serve you and to lay my life down as a ransom, to give my life as a ransom for many." The same Jesus that walked this earth, that said these statements, that said these things, he now dwells on the inside of us. In Galatians 2 verse 20, it says, "I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me." See, the desire that Christ had to serve and love people, that same desire is on the inside of you because Christ is on the inside of you. The life I now live in the flesh, the life I live with those around me, is a life that is there to serve others, to love others, to lay my life down for them. I want to take a short verse from the passage where Jesus is washing his disciples' feet. And in John 13, verse 15, it says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Jesus paved the way for serving. He showed us and he gave us an example of a life lived to serve those around you. And we are called and we have this opportunity to serve and love people, following in the footsteps of Jesus. Today I want to encourage you that there is a desire on the inside of you to love and serve people because the same Jesus that said these things lives on the inside of you. Let us look at the life of Jesus and follow the example that he has given us to serve. Let us not rule or exercise our authority over one another, but let us rather serve and love and put others first and be an example and a light to the world as we serve. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.